Bit by Bit here for kind of a special edition of Coffee Break, part mm-hmm. of our sort of E3 series. And something we decided to do was look back and reflect on E3 2016 by rewatching / re-listening to our coverage from last year's E3.
It's very interesting.
It's very different. You guys can check those videos out on YouTube, our YouTube page, youtube.com/bitbybit. It's a playlist for it. It's different. So we decided to look back on that and kind of see what was the state of the games industry during E3 2016 and what were our feelings towards it. What things were like, oh yeah, that totally happened, or like, hey, that game still hasn't come out, or I played that game and it was awful, things like that. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to kind of run through what we kind of got from...
Sorry.
just dropping her notebook. What we kind of got through... Oh, also, I'm Janet, and I'm here with Jess, of course.
Hi.
As I always am. Forgot to mention that. Off to a strong start. So we're going to kind of just run through what things we picked up on from that rewatching. Kind of strange, kind of specific. But we started off looking at our Microsoft coverage, and some of the things that stuck out, for me at least. Jess, we both had strong feelings towards ReCore.
Yeah.
Did that pan out? You never played ReCore, though.
No, I didn't. I don't really want to now. I mean, I was super excited about it, and you were super excited about it, and then you got it right when it came out, and you were like, this game is awful. And
yeah.
I know that you, like, have mixed feelings in certain ways. You say there's some redeeming qualities, but you, like, went so hard on it. I'm like, I'm not going to pick it up.
It really broke me. And it was really one sad thing I got from a theme I kind of felt from us watching this was, like this weird sadness for my past self. Like, wanting to save my past self from these experiences.
Don't let yourself love this much.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
I know. It was rough.
You're just going to get burned.
So, ReCore sucked. Found that out the mm-hmm. hard way. I was really excited about it in 2016. I'm not excited for it anymore. Forza is something I was really excited about. It turned out to be great.
It panned out minus the local
But didn't have local co-op. Yeah. I was like really hoping it's local and it didn't. And actually I play it way less than I would have had local. Like way, way less. I really only played that game. I only played as much as I did. I love it. I really do like it and I appreciate it. But like I'm a big fan of local and it didn't have it. And also it's Forza Horizon is kind of, like, in between Forza Motorsport and, like, more sim-styled arcade-y ones. So it's, like, it's kind of a hybrid, which is super, super cool. But it also means I suck way more than if it was an arcade racer. So, yeah. Like, I really suck at Forza. And I don't know how to get better. So it's not that much fun for me because I'm really bad at playing it. Yeah, so those are some quick things that stuck out. And also, Inside, I talked about it looking really cool and being looking forward to it, and I played it, and it was awesome. It was my game of the year for last year, so that was cool kind of seeing that during its hype.
Although it was interesting because as we were watching the video, you know, past me asked past Janet
yes.
what her number one indie game was,
it was
We Happy Few.
Yeah.
Which is really strange because that game is still not out. I played the alpha. This mm-hmm. was weird for me to watch, too. I was very excited about We Happy Few. I played the alpha and reviewed it, or previewed it, on Bit Cultures, which is where I was writing at the time. And I really enjoyed it. I really loved it. And I was like, I can't wait for the full version to come out. And it's like almost a year later, and there's still no full version. I think it's supposed to come out in the fall. That's what I'm hearing. So maybe we'll see more of it at E3. I don't know. I didn't put this in our predictions video because, you know, I didn't consider that
yeah.
one. I forgot it existed, to be honest. Which is kind of sad because it seems like a really cool game. So
yeah, for sure.
I really want to tap back into my old self's, like interest in this game because I was, like, hyped about it.
Yeah, so. Me too. And it still looks really cool. And
yeah, Alpha was great.
It's also funny because in that video, Jess also asked me if I played Bioshock, and the answer is no. And the answer is still no. Why haven't I played this game yet? And I have it. Mm. I finally got it, and
the
I still haven't finished it. Yeah. It's long, and I'm like, oh, there's
okay.
other things. On that note of games where it's like, hey, did that come out? Like, what happened to it? What? Slime Rancher? Super, super small side note. It's
yeah,
like a
did
indie
it come
game.
Out?
I don't think it came out. And we were Googling throughout, but I actually didn't Google that one. It did mm-hmm. have a, like, kind of a preview thing that was up. And I tried to download it on my Xbox One. And the specific one I tried to download, it just didn't work. Like, it didn't launch. I downloaded it, and it wouldn't launch.
Maybe
so
it's
I never
like
got to
placeholder or something?
Well, I think I just had, like, a buggy version, and then after that I was like, But yeah, and I thought it was interesting that too, even though Jess had looked this up and you saw that this came out on PC way earlier, but Stardew Valley being mentioned for coming out on Xbox One.
Yeah, and that's before I played Stardew Valley. I played it in the fall. I love Stardew Valley, but at the time I didn't really know anything about it.
Me neither.
It's and just really, really interesting now to like look back at this old footage. We're like watching game clips and we're just talking about stuff. I'm like, you fool! You have no idea what you're in for.
Yeah, we're like, hey, this is gonna. You're about to have like a really great time.
Yeah, it's like weirdly like time traveling. I mean, yeah. I also feel like we need to mention just very briefly how much better our video and audio quality is. And at the time, we were in different states too, so we had like the split screen, right. We had earphones in. Everything was fuzzy. The noise was horrible. I know we still have tech issues now, but like, a year ago,
it's really rough.
So thanks for those of you who have been here since that mess, because it's a lot to get through. So
yeah, and I know sometimes we do have the kind of presidential debate setup thing that we've gotten some feedback on, of, you know, I talk and then you give your spiel on it, but for those videos it was literally like, well, because we were recording on like different tracks,
so I had to wait for you to finish talking, because otherwise, like, because there was a delay on the Skype video, I was like, is she done?
Yeah, and it was, so it was just like, yeah, it was very weird. But, Jess, any other things on Microsoft's stuff?
Sure, I have got a couple things.
Yeah, go for it.
One I found interesting watching again was I mentioned that I really wanted to play the Dishonored series because Dishonored 2 was coming out and it looked amazing and I'd never heard of Dishonored, but
right,
it looked awesome.
Right, with Bethesda, right?
Yes, Bethesda. Okay, cool. Sorry, I looped it in,
but it was like
it was
like
in our Microsoft.
Yeah,
video.
In the Microsoft one.
Sorry,
right.
Guys.
No, totally, that works. Thank you.
Yeah. So, so for Bethesda, you know, and they have Dishonored, I just finished Dishonored like 2 days ago, which is really weird. It's like a year later. I'm like, took you a long time to get on top of that, but at least I did, and now I'm gonna get Dishonored 2, which on the plus side is much cheaper now than if I had got it when it came out.
That's the perks of forever being behind.
This backlog is really saving my wallet.
Grab those sales.
So I'm really, really excited about that, and that's one of those situations where I don't have to be like, oh, you poor, sad person who's gonna be disappointed by this game, because it's an awesome game. So I really enjoyed it. I was hyped for it, and I was right to be hyped for it because it's a lot of fun. Another thing that came up a little bit was Sea of Thieves, which I know that we're both really excited to see more about at E3. We were both super psyched about it. Now, and that's something that hasn't changed, so I'm hoping we get more details.
Yeah, and I think we did predict that a little bit when we were talking about what we're looking for, or hoping for, or thinking will happen in E3 2017. Mm-hmm. That was definitely on our radar, so hopefully that ends up panning out. I talked a lot about in like E3 2016. About like Xbox Live's updates, just kind of the information. But I really don't use Xbox Live at all, even now.
I use it for like Netflix.
And like I just don't like I have it to like just in case I need it, you know. Like, and when Overwatch came out, I was like, well, now I need it. So then, but it just I don't really use it ever. Another funny thing too, I talk about Halo Wars and how I didn't know that that was a thing. I still like don't just still have to explain to me what Halo Wars was because I still didn't know.
No, but it was funny because I explained it to you, and then you were like,
so
what is it?
And you're like, it's like a thing. But it's also funny because I talk about how much I just want, like, I just don't care about Halo and, you know, whatever. But I actually did play Halo this year. I played Halo 1.
Time is weird.
And I'm partway through 2, playing with my friend Peter on that. I'm still kind of, like, have a really vague understanding all the Halo universe, though, because it just was kind of, you know, it was one of those things where, and I, you know, I really hope he checks this out, where, like, the other person's way more excited than you are, and they're like, it means so much to them, and you're like, I'm here because, like, you're here for this, and, like, I'm having, like, a decent level of enjoyment, but this means, like, everything to you, so, like...
So it's like, yeah, it kind of,
you know,
it
like, it's
of,
like...
colors your experience a little.
Yeah, but also, like, it's one of those things where... You know, like there'd be a cutscene, and he's like, oh my god, this part is, like, so good. Or, like, you know, and really, you know, he was, like, he was really into it. But I was also kind of like, what's happening? Like, I felt, like, a little dumb playing it. It was my first FPS, too, so I was, you know, it was a lot of things. But, that was interesting, kind of looking back on. For me, that was, I'd say, the big, mainly part of Microsoft.
Yeah.
For looking back on it.
Sort of, I guess, hopping back into indies, if that's okay. Because we sort of mentioned, we have a few, because it, like, segued into it. But I was just thinking about how, once again, how weird it is to, like, watch yourself talk about things from a year ago. And, like, because we're sitting in this room, we're watching this video together, and we're, like, talking to each other about, like, the conversation we're having a year ago, which is, like, a weird experience. And then, on top of that, something comes up about, like, where Janet asks me in the old video, like, you know, how do you feel about indie games sort of being more adapted by, like, larger companies and, like, the mainstream gaming community getting more involved in the indie gaming community? And as I'm watching this, I said to Janet, like, in real time, in present time, I was like, oh, yeah, this is a lot like, you know, slam poetry and the literary canon. And then past me was like, you know, Janet, this is a lot like slam poetry and the literary canon. And I was like...
It was really, really weird.
It's so weird. It's real. And then I just realized that nothing in my life is unique. So it was a crushing moment.
Everything's just a copy of a copy.
Yeah.
Which is what E3 is all about.
Really. Yeah, when it comes down to
more footage from the game we mentioned 3 years ago.
And then we're still not getting this year. Yeah. So, I mean, then that's basically what it was like last year. It's what it's going to be like this year. And so I feel like that experience was reflective of what I'm looking forward to for E3 2017. But that just blew my mind, so I had to mention that.
And last on the note for indies, because last year we did a separate video, we kind of, well, I mean, this is still a pretty young channel and podcast and project, but we kind of based it on what we felt we needed for E3, so we did, like, a separate thing on indies last year. We'll see if that becomes relevant again, it just depends. We talked a lot about Thief, if that's how you pronounce it, the indie game Thief, which has not come out yet, right?
No.
Not even announced for anything.
It's a TBD for what platforms it's on. Like, we don't even know what platforms it's on. It's a little
so
weird.
So, I feel like that game, low-key, will never come out. But,
it's
I'm
be
still
like,
down for it if it comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, I'll still play it. It still kind of looks like a slightly more darker toned, as far as, like, colors and atmosphere version of Ori and the Blind Forest. So,
yeah.
Definitely down to play that. And I'm really hoping there's a lot more indie stuff at this E3, too. I enjoyed getting to hear us talk about indie games from 2016, E3, mostly because at the time I was just getting into, like, indies. Mm-hmm. I was still within the first year of my exposure to indie games. So, I mean, it was pretty cool to see what all was coming out. Except for that, a lot of it still hasn't come out. So
yeah, though it was funny, too, because I just recently started, like, listening to a lot of gaming podcasts or, like, kind of more actively following things. And I saw Flint Hook on, like, that montage, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I've heard about that game, and I've heard it's pretty good. Procedurally generated game as well. So, I don't know.
I
might check that out.
Like that.
Might check that out. That could be cool down the line. Okay, cool. Do you want to jump into Nintendo?
Nintendo? Yeah. Sure.
This one was the most stressful one for me to rewatch.
Well, yeah, because I remember one of the reasons why we decided to do this was because, isn't it because your brother mentioned that you, like, went in really hard on how much you hated, like,
he said that I was
a real
bitch about it, basically.
Yeah,
he didn't really say that, but I wasn't as much as a bitch as I thought I was.
I'm glad we rewatched it so you didn't think of yourself like that.
Yeah.
In the video, I thought you were very fair. I think it was
true. I remember
true.
Being more angry. Like, thinking back on it.
You probably tempered yourself for the video, you know, because you knew how much everyone loves Zelda. And it is funny to me to hear you talk about Zelda sort of like you know, it's going to be a good game and I'm going to get the game, but whatever. And then, like, real time Janet's like, oh my god, Zelda's
so
good.
Got my Hyrule. Hyrule Zelda Triforce scarf thing going on.
Yeah, so it's just one of those things where you never know how things are going to pan out, I guess, video game-wise, which makes it seem like a really bad idea for us to always be talking about our opinions, like,
I know,
in the public eye, and then later we're just going to be wrong. It's fine.
Though, a couple things. It was really funny to watch, like, old Breath of the Wild footage, too.
It
was like,
not as good.
It didn't look as good. But also, I get, because they could only show you, like, this much of, like, a giant game. Mm-hmm. So they didn't want to give away, like, all, like, the cool stuff with, like, the, I forgot the word for it even, but, like, basically the powers you have, like, moving stuff around and everything. That was, like, a really uneloquent way to say that. But the runes, is it called runes, I think? The runes you have? You know, like, the powers you have in Zelda. So, like, you can levitate stuff or, like, move it around, manipulate stuff, and, like, in terms of physics. There's, like, a lot of physics-based stuff going on. So they didn't show, like, any of that, you know, or, like, any... Basically, they didn't really show you any of the stuff that makes the game really cool, which is another reason I was like, okay, cool. But it was interesting because, like, watching the footage, it was just, like, a totally different experience than what I was used to seeing it. But then also, like, I was, like, really intrigued by it. I'm like, I want to keep watching. Because we put little game clips in there, and I'm like, I want to keep watching this. Like, it was just interesting to watch. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Very different.
Another thing they talked about when it came to the Nintendo stuff was a little bit about Pokemon Go and Pokemon Sun and Moon. And I didn't realize that the first time that the Trump Young Goose like look-alike sort of thing going on was first like introduced to me during one of our videos. I don't remember a time not thinking that Yungoos looks like Donald Trump, but apparently I did. Yeah, because on the video I pulled up and I did the comparison and it blew my mind. But now it seems stupid because it's like it obviously looks like Donald Trump, and it did affect my gameplay experience because I did not get Yungoos because it freaked me out. So
yeah, I also didn't get him.
Yeah, so that's one thing that we talked a lot about Yungoos in our last videos, and I think that turned out to be pretty true to real life. And I mean, just in general, like it's. With, like, oh, and Pokemon Go, how we talked a lot about, like, oh, how, you know, how fit we're gonna be and how into it we're gonna be and we're gonna get all accessories.
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna be so fit. I wasn't fit at all. I'm just as fit as I always am, which is of moderate fitness.
I didn't even get Pokemon Go. I was like, I can't, I'm so excited that Pokemon Go is coming out so soon. I didn't get it till like, 3 months after everyone else because my smartphone wasn't compatible. So, like, you know, and then I got a new smartphone, but mine was, like, not compatible.
I never got Pokemon Go Plus. I thought I was gonna get that. But, like, when it came out, it was kind of scarce, and then by the time it was less scarce, I was like, eh. And then, what else on that note? I was really looking forward to Yo-Kai Watch 2, but then I just never got it, and then I also heard from people that it's kind of, like, not that good. Like, it's, like, okay if you're, like, a kid, but, like, for an older audience, it's not that satisfying, so I was like, eh. Another funny thing, well, like, kind of two funny things. One, I mentioned that Breath of the Wild kind of seems like Horizon Zero Dawn, which became, like, the big comparison in the gaming community, but also another funny thing about that is that I think, do you also refer to it as?
No, well,
it's just me.
It's just you.
Horizon Dawn Zero, but you don't correct me, and I even put it on the overlay.
It's because I didn't know what it was called.
No, it was, and then I commented that I'm like, man, this name is not very good, and that's another thing people did comment on, like, in when it came out. They're like, what is it?
Horizon Zero Dawn is infinitely better than Horizon Dawn Zero.
Yeah.
It just is.
Though, I think Dawn Zero means something.
You even put the text on top of the video. Horizon Dawn Zero. And it's like, doesn't it just look wrong?
It's like it's like kind of the, it's like the Mitgado version of Horizon Zero Dawn. It's like not quite right. Got copied over.
Yeah. So, and I think it's true that it does get a lot of comparing, you know,
of the
elements
two.
With the two, yeah, Zelda and Horizon Zero Dawn.
Which sucked for Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, because I think it's, I mean, I still don't have a PS4, which is something that I mentioned I wanted to get when we did our E3 2016 stuff, but it just hasn't been in the cards, and that's fine, because not even that much has come out.
No, I did get the PS4, and I'm like, I kind of wish I had this $400 back.
But the Horizon Zero Dawn was one of the ones I wanted to play, because it looked so good, and obviously I haven't played it because I don't have PS4, but it seems pretty good, and I feel bad that it got sort of eclipsed by Zelda.
It basically, I feel like the whole gaming community got eclipsed by it. Well, one, Zelda, and also just, like, Nintendo Fever, myself
and
included,
Switch,
because I had a PS4, I got it in part for Horizon Zero Dawn and a couple other titles, and then by the time it was gonna come out, I'm like, this Switch is dropping, I honestly only got $10, this Switch is $300, don't know how we're gonna do it, I figured it out, it was awesome. Tag teamed it, sold some things, whatever, I got it, it was great. But I was like, you know what I could use not spending money on? Horizon Zero Dawn. Especially because that $60 can just go to Zelda. And I also know I'm not going to, like, the game is so big, you know, Horizon Zero Dawn is an open world game.
You're not going to have time to commit to both.
I'm like, there's no way I'm
going to
finish
games.
This game and then jump into, so I just let it fall to the wayside and I still haven't gotten to it.
Yeah, and I'll get to it eventually. I just do feel bad about it because it seems like a pretty quality game.
Last up for Nintendo before we move on, and you can say any last pieces if you need to as well. A game called Ever Oasis on the 3DS.
Oh,
something
yeah, it still looks cute.
I brought up that it's like a desert Animal Crossing. I'm not sure if that description is still accurate.
I hope so.
But it's definitely a game that is going to come out. It's not out yet, but it was mentioned in the last, or one of the more recent Nintendo Directs. And it's a 3DS exclusive, so it's like, hey, look, there's still 3DS support.
Thank goodness.
Kind of sucks that isn't also coming to Switch, because I do want to play everything on my Switch, but I mean,
I'll probably get it. That are separate just for my console.
I do.
Or my handheld.
I do. Except now when you, like, look at it, which, like, I guess it sounds like a snooty comment, but, like, once you, like, it's hard to go back. It's just, even, like, something like, I'm playing Donkey Kong Country Returns, and we're gonna have to talk about from E3 2016, but I'm playing Donkey Kong Country Returns on the 3DS, and it's a really, really great game, but I'm like, damn, it looks kind of bad. It would look better on the Switch. Oh, and it sucks because, like, it just sucks that that's a feeling that I have because I don't want to have that feeling.
It'll be interesting to see if I have a similar feeling when I get my Switch, hopefully this
I will
summer.
Definitely be intrigued by that.
But I don't think so because I've always loved having a hand. To me, handheld gaming and console gaming are, like, two completely different beasts.
But what happens when your console is also a handheld?
See, but I wouldn't take the Switch handheld the same place as I take my because it closes, my handheld closes.
And I get that part, but like, well, I guess
play that shit on the train.
I think it depends on when you do you handheld game in your house.
Yeah.
Then I think that's what will change. Well, at least, well, we'll see. You can check back on your opinions on that.
It'll be fine.
Because for me, I don't take it out a lot, but since the fact that, like, I play it, like, in my bed or on my sofa, like, I usually actually don't take my handhelds out at all. So it's just like a visual thing. It's weird.
Try to be open to it when I do get my Switch. But on the topic of the Switch, a little bit, when we were watching the videos, I realized we were really kind of hard on Nintendo.
Yeah, we did not.
We were really down on them. They're like, wow, they're just kind of falling apart. They're a hot mess. And they came back and they were like, boom, 2017, rocked your world. And we're like, oh, okay.
They're doing so well right now. And
yeah, I'm like
really
all about Nintendo. I'm like, so do you want to go out for coffee sometime? Or like,
I'm down.
Like, I know it didn't work out before, but
I'm down to get that Luke Cage coffee with Nintendo right now.
Yeah.
Like, Link is hot. Reggie Fils-Aimé is dope. Miyamoto's awesome. Mario has a hat that has eyes. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's
so like go. This year, Nintendo's one of the E3 conference, conferences that I'm most excited to watch.
Yeah.
Even though theirs isn't actually, like, it's a Nintendo Treehouse, but, like, of all...
Well, they do have a... It's called, like, what... It's like a Nintendo Direct,
yeah,
but, like, different.
Yeah,
more just
for the Treehouse than the... You know what I
really?
Mean?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just really excited to see what Nintendo brings for the E3 season. And that's really different than last year. Like, last year, I don't even think I, like, watched the whole thing.
Well, it's because...
Like,
and that's the thing they didn't have last year, which I totally forgot. They didn't have, like... They have basically a type of Nintendo Direct that they do where it's kind of conference-y. They do, like, a video feed.
Yeah.
They didn't even have the... They just did straight up did the Treehouse. Like, just straight up just... Now they have the Treehouse and the thing. So, they'll have more going on, and they're doing really well, so... it's exciting to now see what they are going to bring to the table. I guess last up, a couple things on Sony.
Detroit Become Human.
Yes.
Detroit Become Human.
Where's this game at? I want this game. I still want this game.
I need this game.
Yes.
And why are people still not talking about
I know.
This game?
That's something we say in our 2016
and
videos.
And they're still not talking
We're
about
like,
this
no
game.
One's talking about it. And still no one's talking about it. Talk about it. Make it happen. Will it into existence. I guess we should give maybe a quick little recap on what this game is.
Sure.
Because you might not know. But it's, for genre, I'm not really sure what you described. It's very like, it seems very like, narrative based.
It's an RPG.
Yeah. So like a narrative, a strong narrative RPG type thing.
Narrative RPG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple outcomes, different outcomes on things.
Yeah, and you're like a, you know, kind of like an android or how would you describe that? Yeah.
I think you're an android cop and you're like trying to
you're RoboCop
and you're like trying to figure out what's going on with like a murder, but you're also trying to talk down a hostage situation in a scene.
In the trailer, yeah.
Yeah, in the trailer. So, it just seemed really interesting that there were, like, all these different outcomes, and they were gonna, like, maybe play on the whole, like, oh, is it, you know, is an android life the same? Is it, you know, that kind of classic themes to explore in
gaming.
It's
really interesting how they're playing decision-making and how your decisions cause different effects with also being an android. So I'm really excited to see how this works out.
Android powers,
it seems like a better version of like a lot of things that try to do this.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of in the same. I mentioned this in our other videos. It's kind of like Remember Me. Sorry, I like go super fast. That game sucked. and then Life is Strange does a similar thing where you can see different outcomes and like collect information and whatever. But I feel like that also fell flat in a lot of ways for us. So,
I don't know if you guys can. We're filming this in my room instead of my living room, and I have a windowsill that has lots of pigeons that like to hang
fighting.
Out, and they fight a lot.
It's very alarming.
One day I'm gonna see something really, really graphic in terms of that. But yeah, so if you hear any rustling, that is that.
Yeah, we look very
startled by
and
something
startled towards the window.
It is that.
Yeah, I mean, but as far as all that goes, I need this game.
I know we're just, like, kind of getting a little all over the place here, but I really quick forgot to mention this about Nintendo, very important. Pokemon Sun and Moon, Battle Royale, never used it. Never played it, never did anything with it.
I think it's because, you know why, actually, I was thinking about it. I think it's because when you find it in the game, you have to, like, have your Pokemon at a certain level, or your, like, Pokemon, they're all leveled off together, and I get that because you're fighting three other people, but, like, it made it kind of, like, inaccessible at the point it existed in the game.
I also felt like... Pokemon Sun and Moon in general, like, didn't do a very good job at, like, being user-friendly with other forms of play. So the campaign, obviously you go in, you do your thing, but, like, I had a very vague understanding on how do I battle someone, what is this, like, they have the kind of an overworld thing you could go into, I didn't know what that was, like, I'm still confused on what that is. It took me forever to realize that, like, the little, you know, you can make those little islands, like the...
Yeah, Poképolago.
I didn't understand what Poképolago was for so long. And then when I understood it, I'm like, this is so helpful. I wish someone explained this in a way that was better than how you explained it. So anyway, I just wanted to
especially because these games are technically like geared towards children.
Yeah, I'm a grown woman. Didn't know what was going on. Had no idea. But anyway, Sony, God of War, was excited about it. Still excited about it. Hope to hear more about it. Crash Remaster. Wish it was something else. Not sure if I'm going to get it. It turns out I am going to get it. That I'm definitely sure of. So I did warm to that quite a bit. Mainly because I tried to play Crash 1 just, like, regularly. Like, I got Crash 1 to play on my PS2, which is backwards compatible with the PS1. And we were playing it, me and my brother. And, well, when we had the drama of we got to have the memory card, the right memory card. So we went through all that, spent all this money, finally got this game. And the game just froze. I mean, like, the disc is not scratched at all. The game just freezes. So we're like, you know what? This is our only option. This remaster was so necessary. So that's why I'm gonna definitely get it now.
Yeah, I think that'll be pretty good. And how good, though, still was the shadow of Crash Bandicoot.
I know.
It's still such also, a good stunt.
Yeah. The magic stairs that Kojima walks on, that's still great. On that note, I was gonna mention this to you off camera, but since we're on camera, I'll just do it now. okay. Slash on, you know, mic or whatever. We're recording. Did you, like, remember, or such, are you aware of that one E3 when they announced Twilight Princess and Miyamoto announced it by walking out with a fucking sword? And it was just like, Zelda! And everyone was losing their mind and people were crying in the crowd. Did you, like, know that was a thing? Because that was a thing that happened.
I don't remember that.
Look up Twilight Princess announcement, guys, on YouTube. I didn't know about this. My brother told me about it because he was like, do you remember when Miyamoto came out with a sword? And then I was Twilight Princess, and everyone just started crying. And I'm like, I have no idea what we're talking about. That is what happened. It was amazing. I hope to see more. I really want to see more theatrics at E3. I love the theatrics at E3.
That's what makes it fun watching.
It's funny and weird and out there, and I love it.
It's like the commercials at the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah.
Like extra entertainment.
I'm here for, like,
also, they should totally have E3 commercials that are completely over the top and strange, like, for the
Super
Bowl.
That'd be cute. Yeah. But
someone needs to get on that.
Well, they kind of had that a bit at the Game Awards this year with, like, Shik Hydro being all weird with the Hydrobot.
But the Game Awards are, like...
It's not... And it hasn't picked up into, like... People aren't, like, into it that way.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't follow them that much. They're just... There hasn't been, like, a big reasons to. Like, I don't know. It's been... Anyway, but we're getting off topic. I guess last couple things on Sony before we kind of close things up on our reflection, our recap of last year's E3. Resident Evil 7, we were talking about, you know, looks like it's getting back into its horror, like, roots or whatever.
Except it wasn't.
It kind of, it's hard for me to comment because I never played the other one, so I really can't comment.
It doesn't go back to its roots. It made it seem, you could watch our video on Resident Evil 7 for me to talk about it more. I won't go into it too much now, but pretty much to me, like, the trailer, we were rewatching the trailer because it was in our video for Resident Evil 7 that they had at E3, made it seem a lot spookier than it actually was. And so I was really excited for it to go back to its spookier roots, you know? But it didn't really. I mean, it still didn't feel like the old Resident Evil games, which is fine. I mean, it's been, like, what, like a decade?
I was
more, you know, so...
But only for, like, the first half of it. To me.
So for me, though, I was never, I mean, not spooked in the same way. There was things that were, like, making you jump, but it wasn't the same,
like,
level.
Like Ethan's shadow? scariest thing in the whole game.
The scariest thing in the whole game was this guy's shadow, and he was, like, not even threatening. No, it just wasn't the same as the other games, like, spook factor-wise. It just wasn't. And that's okay. It just, I feel like it didn't really deliver on, it still had some more of the crazy big boss action time, yeah, you know, like, that is how I would describe how Resident Evil's gotten lately, and it's
And someone outside the franchise, one, I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to play this, but, like, maybe I will, you know, like, just to get out there. And I did with Jess, which was great.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. Once again, check out that video. It's also a podcast form as well, if you want to listen to that rather than watch it. So that was a great experience. I really enjoyed it. I will say, I mean, I don't really have any schema on, like, what is Resident Evil and what are the roots. But I felt like it was, really good. And I think, to me, the first half felt more in, like, when people talk about Resident Evil, like, as someone outside of the franchise, they talk about, you know, like, the survival aspects and it being, like, scary and, like, you know, you having to be, like, not stealthy, but kind of, like, it being more about, like, sneaking around and solving puzzles rather than just, like, running and gunning. I definitely got that vibe from, like, the first half to two-thirds of it. And then after that, it kind of, like, got a little, to me, it got more action-y, and that's also when I, like, was less interested in it, because it just kind of felt very, like, you know, like, there was, like, a really, really good game for, like, the first two-thirds, and the last third wasn't bad, it just wasn't as good, so it kind of, like, by the time you got to, like, for me, by the time I got to the end of that game, I was kind of, like, kind of wish it ended earlier, maybe, just to kind of, you know, have more of that vibe to it. But yeah, cool. Any, final comments on how E3 2016 went, looking back on it?
No, I mean, in some ways I'm really proud of myself as a gamer for having accomplished some of the goals I talked about. In other ways, I'm like so disappointed. I'm like, you lazy bastard. Why haven't you done any of the things you talked about? Although, I mean, partly it's like a financial thing as well. Like, you can't, everything you dream of at E3, you're like, wow, it'll be amazing. And then you like look at your wallet and you're like, nah, I can't, you know?
It's so, a good relationship, though. The games rarely get actually released, and we also rarely even finish them or play them.
Exactly, yeah.
So, basically no one wants to do anything, but we all like to talk, and that's kind of what E3 is all about. So, looking forward to E3 2017.
We're
going to
hit you guys with them, all of our comments.
So many comments.
on the conferences this year, and then hopefully at E3 2018, just before, we'll be reflecting on those, so stay tuned, I guess.
Yeah, and we're hoping to crank those out, like, really quickly. We'll see how, we have a really ambitious schedule set up for that, and we'll see just how much we can reach that schedule, but it's definitely going to be way more consistent than last year, which was,
it was like a month of E3.
This is, we're going to, like, just do a really intense week to 2 weeks, which I'm really looking forward to, even though it's going to be crazy, but I love E3 and I love talking about it.
It's going to be fun. We'll order pizza or something. It'll be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So, yeah, guys, be sure to stay tuned on all of our content. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. All that is going to be at Bit by Bit Gaming, whether that's in the handle or in the URL. We're at Facebook at Bit by Bit Gamers as the handle, but if you type in Bit by Bit, it should pop up as well. Our YouTube, once again, is youtube.com/bitbybit, and you can find all of our information, everything about who we are, what we do, and why we do it, at our official website, which is bitbybitgamers.com. And yeah,
don't forget that we are also a podcast, so all of this stuff you just heard now, you didn't have to actually watch us while we talked. If you wanted to, you could just listen on our podcast.
Yeah, and if you listened, you can watch.
Stitcher or iTunes. Exactly, yeah. If you're listening right now and you want to be like, oh, I want to see what's going on, you know, video-wise, cool, come to YouTube, you know, check it out. But we're pretty much everywhere, so, you know, there's really no avoiding us at this point. You can just...
Yeah, so whatever your preferred method is, be sure to check it out. And be sure to stay tuned, because we will see you guys here next week.
Thanks.
Bye.